Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your good friend, the very esteemed and well-travelled Clarence Copernicus Cloverleaf, welcoming you to another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon. You can always feel free to call in at 602-753-1883 to ask a question to the host or any of his well-established guests. Just please remember when calling in to be on your best behavior. This is a G-rated show, you know. Hey, that was a wicked rhyme! Anywho, just be sure to be kind and courteous. Now, on to the main event!
Alrighty, we're back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I'm the host of the most, Jimmy Falcon. It is an absolute honor today for me to welcome Max Wass to the show. How are you, Max?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am good. It's kind of chilly here in Illinois. I'm sure you guys have it so much better out on the West Coast.
Well, yes, we do. It's nice and sunny today, probably about 75.
Wow, I'm definitely jealous. I guess, starting off, you've done so much, but what was your dream? What were some of your dreams growing up? Did you accomplish all of them? Were there some that you grew up and didn't want to go after? How did all that work out for you?
Oh, heck no. I'm still going after my dreams. I didn't really intend to be an actor or musician or any of that. That was what I fell into because that's what my family did. I wanted to be an engineer. I wanted to be, Madame Curie. That was my dream, and I'm still, I'm studying and trying to do as much as I can, and I love to learn, so that's what I do.
Well, I think that's great. I mean, keeping going forward with all your dreams is got to be hard sometimes, but I'm sure when you get to the end and finally accomplish something new, it's like, oh, I knew I could do it.
Well, I don't know if you ever really get to the end, because no matter what it is that you accomplish, there's always more to learn.
Well, I guess I meant maybe on the smaller scale of things. But,
sure.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And, of course, you have modeled for quite some time. How did all that come into effect for you?
I started modeling when I was really young. And, just one job led to another. And I've been really blessed. I worked for some pretty major companies, major magazines, and from fashion to runway to, everything editorial in between.
That's awesome. I'm sure it's great to be able to get through all these different places and not just be, stuck to one company or one promotion, one movie, et cetera. And one of your most recent works I wanted to ask you about was in 2014, you got to play Rosemary LaBianca in House of Manson. What was that whole experience like? Of course, the Manson murders were shocking to Hollywood in 1969, so I'm sure the experience was scary, to say the least.
Yeah, indeed. That was a very difficult role for me. A lot of my fans were really off put by it. They didn't think that I should play that role, that it would kind of tarnish their image of me in some way because, I was playing somebody that was going to be brutally murdered and they didn't want to see that happen for me. And, and I've done a lot of horror films, so I was really surprised that they would have that kind of reaction when it came to that particular role, but because she was a real person,
right?
I think it affected people differently. So it was hard. It was very difficult. You know, I did a lot of research on the LaBiancas and their relationship. There really wasn't a lot of press on them or, you know, any facts. So I kind of had to do a lot of digging to come up with, you know, a sensitive portrayal of what she might be going through and, you know, the fact that she had to listen to her husband being brutally murdered in the other room while she was being stabbed so many times repeatedly was horrific. It just horrific. And it was a lot of stunts and, you know, and I'm still kind of wounded from those, but, you know, as an actor, that's what you do. You do your job and move on.
Yeah, I watch a lot of comedies, but I've seen my fair share of horror films. I'm sure being cast in them all the time would have to be trying on anyone because you're being murdered, you're being chased, held for ransom, and, you know, or terrorists or something like that. It's always the situations are always very scary, and I'm sure that it has to harm you a little bit.
Oh, it does, but, you know, as an actor, you have to prepare yourself for each role, and I try to kind of zip myself off and not let it kind of affect me as much. It's more difficult when you're playing an actual person rather than, you know, somebody that's just a made-up story. But, you know, with Rosemary LaBianca, that was a real person. So that deeply affected me. You know, sometimes I'm not the victim. Sometimes I get to play the murderer, and that's lots of fun. So, but I don't just do horror. You know, I do comedy
right.
and drama and action and all of them. I've been really lucky.
Yeah, that's kind of where my next question was linked to about your first couple of movies, because they turned out to be just 80s classics, Porky's and Scarface. What was it like being involved with those legendary productions? I'm sure that was a fun time.
Yeah, those were fun. You know, Scarface, I had a very small part on that, so it was like, you know, nothing I really took into play as far as the entire script, because I didn't get to read that before I walked on set. Porky's was just plain raunchy fun and nothing that we could get away with in today's day and age, because it was so crossing the line in every single way.
Right.
And it, you know, it was a funny movie, and with a great cast, lovely, really fun people.
Oh, absolutely. It's just, you know, and I think being that it's set in the 50s when people were a lot more straight-laced, so to say, and things were a little more not so, I don't know how to put it, but it was definitely a great film with an all-star cast, I agree.
I've been really lucky to be in some films like that, you know, with such great cast.
Absolutely. You've done some great films. You're also, a lot of people might not know, you handle musicians as well.
I do.
Tell us a little more about that and why you decided to go that route.
Well, I'm a musician myself, and I play 5 instruments, classically trained. And everybody in my family is a musician. And, you know, at first I started off just as a performer and then being a producer, and was lucky enough to win a Lifetime Achievement Award for being a female producer. First one in Los Angeles history to win that award. So that was quite an honor. And then a lot of musicians started coming to me and asking for my help and, you know, with career direction and such. And somehow management kind of just fell into play. So not only do I tour manage, which means I go out on tour with the bands and handle everything from, you know, stage to front of house to merch to radio, all of everything that encompasses being on tour, but handling their day-to-day lives as well. So that's what I do for TMing, and for straight-up management, I give advice on directions on the way to handle your career and record companies and contractual agreements and all of that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, when they go out to a concert, they don't understand or they don't even think about everything that goes on behind the scenes backstage. There's so much that goes into an hour or 2 hour show, even a 30-minute show, that I'm sure a lot of people would find that very interesting.
Yeah, I would hope so.
And I thought it was neat, 60,000 people with Alice Cooper at Wembley Stadium. What? That had to be a very honoring experience.
That was it was kind of surreal. You know, we're in London and you walk out on stage and there's a sea of people. Like, and you really, you can't see past like the first, you know, five rows anyway, but it's just, you know, all of those people are there because you were in the arena before the show starts. So you know how many seats are in there, and to think each one of those seats has a human in it, that's kind of crazy. And, you know, most of them were in Alice makeup, you know, just being the incredible fans that he has. And it's just, it's a lot of fun, just a lot of fun, overwhelming.
Let's say I've been in front of close to 1,000 people doing wrestling, but I don't, 60,000 would be, it has to be jaw-dropping for anybody.
Yeah, but you know, you walk out on stage, you do your job, and,
right,
you know, it's, whether you're performing to one person or to 60,000, it's all the same. You just go out and you do your job, try to entertain.
That's a good point. You have to be the best no matter who's watching.
Right.
And since you're still going strong, the last question I like to ask everybody is what the future holds for you. I know you have some films that are filming in pre-production and some stuff on the music side. What's the future hold for you, Max?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to do a film called Dead Slate, which is a Cary Fleming film, a famous writer who wrote this great script. I play Sammy Borden, who's a director of this slasher film. And some terrible things happen on this. So it's a really fun ride. Great actors in it, like Brooke Lewis and Luke Crosby and Christine Corbett, and, John Duggan. They're just a great cast, Billy Bussey, people that are, you know, that have resumes that are longer than your arm. So I'm looking forward to that. I have a couple of films for Lionsgate coming up in January, I believe December and January. And all of my bands are out and either recording, such as The Absence Project, who's playing tomorrow night in Louisiana, for anybody that's out in that area. I have so many bands that are out and running around in the country or in the studio and just killing it in the music scene. And, you know, my record company, Dark Star, Records and Sony have been just amazing with not only my band, Nobody's Girlfriend, but with the bands that I manage as well.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear things are going so well. And I did want to thank Mr. Steve Joyner again for getting us hooked up. I really appreciate that. And thank you so much for giving me some time. Would you like to plug your Facebook or website or anything before we let you go?
Sure. You can find me on www.maxwassaofficial.com. And Facebook is also Max Wassa Official. And I believe Instagram is Onion Peeler. And Twitter is Wassa Matter, WASAMATTER. You can also find me on my radio show, which is on enterthesshell.com. It's the Tortoise and the Hare Experience. And you can find all of that information off of my website, which, again, is maxwassaofficial.com.
See, we have more in common than I thought. We got the radio thing at least. I mean, I'm not a gorgeous woman, but
aww.
I don't even know if I don't think I'd want to try to be that. Being a 6'4" guy who's about 280 pounds, I just wasn't meant for those high heels.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, I guess, you know, if a movie came about or something, you know, if money pays, you know, money talks, as they say. But thank you so very much for joining me today, Max, and enjoy the rest of your night. Best of luck on everything coming up.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on, and thanks to Steve Joyner for hooking up the appearance.
Absolutely. Have a great night. Thanks again.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everyone, to Max Wassa. Steve Joyner for coordinating the interview. If you guys just joined us just now a few minutes ago, you know the whole rigmarole I like to go through. If you just happened to tune in, you can always go back in about 10 minutes after the show and download the archive and listen to the full thing. We also have a bunch of great shows in the archive you can listen to after that. So be sure and check those out. Looks like we're going to be back on November 5th with actor Eric Morris, best known for his work in Cracked, MacGyver, Fatal Attraction, Murder Calls, Sugar Maybe, and so much more. November 10th, Season 5, Episode 11 of The Hollywood Connection returns. Jane Park Smith making her return to the show as well. And we're bringing special guest, actor, producer, writer Sandy Helberg, known for his work in School for Scoundrels, Meet Wally Sparks, Mortal Kombat, This is Spinal Tap, Spaceballs, The Wonder Years, Love Boat. He's also the father of the Big Bang Theory, Simon Helberg. Also, remember everybody that Dark History and Horror Con coming up now in just a couple of weeks. 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to be at the Garden Hotel in Urbana, Illinois. It's actually 3 days ago, November 16th, 17th, and 18th. Check out dhhcon.com or Dark History and Horror Con on Facebook for more details. Hopefully, we will have a couple more interviews coming up. We should, actually, before... So be sure to check those out. And we hope to see you all at the 2018 Dark Fisher and Horror Con. All right, everybody. Big thanks again to Steve Joyner for coordinating today's interview and the two upcoming interviews. Big thanks to him. I appreciate everything he's done for us. Really great guy. All right, everyone. Thank you, as always, for listening. Have a great night.